What happened? Again, what we don't know. Koran Rashi did not say that the case was Shasak Makarkak. So it was just two people fighting over a mezuzah, and one was Makdashit. We don't know, unless Rashi agrees that there was Shasak Aksava, but doesn't say. Amalei Rav Amnuna Masisini. Zavik Bechairis, Echa Bechor Adem Echa Bechor Behema. Because means that the muksik wins. So the muksik means that if you're takva, but Rashi throws in that means only when shasak v'akak sava. So he seems to be equating that just like by Savik Bchor, you can get an Isra Gizav Avaida. So likewise by Mesuzah, you get Isra Gizav Avaida. So we said, and I think almost everyone agrees to this, that by Bchor, there's no Shasav Akak Savach, because Bchor is Isra Gizav Avaida. Even by immediately, Savik Bechor.
And that's the first, just like the Gemara itself says that. The Gemara says, Bechi lo takfa.
Right. Bechi lo takfa, yes. So that means, well, you could say it's on it, and there's no Shai Chikdisha, yeah, by Savik Bechor. Yes. So the Chaira, Rav Hamnuna is bringing a raya. In his mind, he compared Savik Bechor to Mesuzah. And he's saying, just like Savik Bechor, you have Isser Gita Vaida. You have by Mesuzah Isser Gita Vaida. So the Chor is the same. Just like by Savik Bechor, it's Isser Gita Vaida without a Shasak Barakah Savach. So the Chor, that means the Rav Hamnuna is holding that the by Bechor, by Shas, by the Susa also, it would be also without Shasak Barakak Sava. That seems to be the Pashas. Again, I'm sure there are people who disagree, but that would seem to be the Pashas because he's equating it to Savik Bechor. So he's Medame because he apparently did not mechade between Kedusha Bon Yalel and Kedusha that you make. How he could not have made that difference, such an obvious difference, I don't know. But that's what he didn't do. So he's saying, just like Savik Bechor is Hegdish, you're also Hegdish. So like Savik Bechor is Hegdish without Shasavik HaKak Savak. So Mesuzah will be Hegdish without Shasavik HaKak Savak. That would seem to be the Pashas. Okay, then let's keep on going. Amunei Rabba. So Rabba said, could you Shas Bechor Kamrit? What's your ride from Bechor? You're explaining Kedusha's Bechor is predicated on because Takva Koin Emos Emos Amiyada. There's some kind of connection. This is what we were trying to figure out yesterday. We had no Abana whatsoever. Then why is it Tali Zabizet? But Rav Hamnuna is saying that it's Tali Zabizet. Because Takva Koin Emos Emos Amiyada, therefore there's an Issa Giza Vavayda. So this is where we got stuck because Rashi learns Takva Koin Emos Emos Emiyado and then Shasak Rakak Sava. So why should the fact that Emos Emos Emiyado by Shasak Rakak Sava affect Kedushas Bechor when it's not Shasak Rakak Sava? That's where we got stuck yesterday. In other words, Rav Hamnuna is saying, that you see from Rabba, Rav Hamnuna is saying that these two dinim are Tali Zavizet. Rav Hamnuna is saying, since Takva Koin Emos Emos Amiyado, therefore Asur Megidda Vavayid. And Rabbi is saying you're wrong because really it could be it's Mos Emos Amiyado, and it's still Asur Megidda Vavayid. Not like you. You learned that they're Tali Zabizah. They're not Tali Zabizah. That's not why it's Asur Megidda Vavayid. Rabbi, I'm going to call Takva Koin Emos Emos Amiyado. Rafido Hoki Asur Megidda Vavayid. Why you also get a vayda? Kedusha b'am yalel shiny. So this is a machlokes.
What? Right? Rabbi's not arguing on the logic. He just said just the Kedusha Ba may allow, but that means if not the Kedusha Ba may allow, he's not ruling Be'etzem in his connection.
Okay, fine. I don't think I can't argue because I don't know, but okay. But the, so the, what the way the Gemara is that Rav Hamnuna felt that the reason why it's also Megidda Vavayda is because Shosak Vakrakak, because Tokbo Goey, Emos Emos Omiyadam.
Does it make a difference? I mean, the Yisrael is the Marakamo, right? The animal belongs to the Yisrael. He's the Muxak.
He's the initial Muxak. We don't know about Marakamo.
Then the baby is born and we're not sure if it has Kedusha or not. Yeah? Right. And then the Kohen grabs it. Who cares if the Kohen had it or the Yisrael had it? There's a suffix, the Raisa L'chumra.
Okay. But the
what's John Rashi, Rabbi Menuna? It doesn't make sense.
Because Rabbi Hamnuna is equating. Rabbi Hamnuna is saying that if the halacha would be that by Mesusa does not become Hegdish. Now, the reason why Mesusa Lechara would not become Hegdish, what about the din of Sabek Derais and the Chumra? So Lechara, the reason why it would not become Hegdish, it's not that it's not Hegdish, is because it's an infringement in the din of Mabeso Breshuso, I've called Breshuso, Lechara. Otherwise, Hoguva, what was the whole Shaira by Mesusa? What's the Shaira by Mesusa? Why do they have a Sabek by Mesusa? Doesn't say that one person is muksik there. So you have a suffix, who it is. The guy's makdish. So we also, why don't we say suffix derais to the chumra? So the chayra, the reason why the tzad to say the hegdish is not chal, is because there's a special din in hegdish. Ma beisa b'reshuso, called b'reshuso. And this is not called, or you could debate if this is
called b'reshuso. I'm sorry, Dr. Gawantar is trying to get in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Right. So, thank you. So the chayra of the Gemara is a boy by Mesusa is if there's a chisar in a mabeso.
Yeah, but by suffik bechor has nothing to do with that.
No. That's so you have to the chayra, the simple pshat in Rav Hamnuna. As much as I hate to say it, but that's I think the simple pshat is that Rav Hamnuna did not know Rabba's svara. That Sabek Abom Yalel Shiny. And he felt that Bechor is governed by the same rules as when you make the Hegdish. And therefore, if there's a psul in Hegdish of Ma Beso Breshuso Afko Breshuso, so that would apply by Sabek Bechor also. That sounds like I would think that's a
problem. But everybody's Moza, if it's Shasak and a not Savak, that it definitely will work, right?
I don't know. By Shasak and not.
And not, never Tzava. It's the Shtik Koda.
Then there's a Hoda.
Then there's a Hoda. That would work. And we have to understand the coin other side of the Intim Tzolomer also. So if those things are both true, then why shouldn't that be enough to make it that it should be Asr Begizav Avoda?
Again,
saying the fact that Shasak Ma'akir Savach, why should that affect whether it should be Asr B'Gizah Avoda? Because if Shasak, if he's not Savach ever, then that's going to be, he's going to get to keep it then. So then why isn't that enough to make it that it should be Asr B'Gizah Avoda? What's the Shaykh?
I don't know. The question on what I hear more is, that's them. It should be Asr B'Gizah Avoda in every case, because something derives in the Qumra. What was Rav Hamnuna's chiddush? What did he say?
But regardless,
I think what Rashi, what Rav Shemir?
No, I was just saying that again, in the simple structure of Shasak Baka Kach Tzavach, which is that there's now a new raya for the Beis Din, the fact that the guy was Modeh. And that should be no different than Shasak Mechila Vad Sof also, which is also a raya the person's moda. For what reason are we distinguishing that if it's Shasak Vachakak Salach Dik Raya, so then that's something to make it Asr B'Gizah Avoda. But the fact that you could have a Shasak Mechila Vad Sof, that's not...
Can we stop this guy? This is getting me conflicting. We got to stay as simple as possible. Otherwise, we're going to get so confused. Parshipshat. Rav Amnuna, there's a case of Mesusa. The case of Mesusa, we don't know, but the Pashas is was not a case of Shazavak Aksavak in Rashi. I don't know. Rashi never said. I'm not sure. Tzavach.
Rabbi's saying it's Tzavach.
I'm saying it's nothing. There was no, okay, with Tzavach, I don't know. Yeah, there was no Tzavach, yes.
Afilu Tzavach, Rabbi means.
Yes, I would assume. There's no, but yes. But with a Maisa, the Gemara is a Shaida by Mesusa. What's the Shaida by Mesusa? So, I don't know. I would assume the Shaida. Now the Gemara, Rav Hamnuna, is bringing a raya to the Shaida from Mesusa. I'm talking Rav Hamnuna's head. Rav Hamnuna brought a raya from Safek Bechor. Now, he couldn't have been bringing a raya from Safek Bechor to that by Mesusa, that it's a Hegdish because it's Shazak Rakak Sava, because at least by the K, when it says Osir Begiza Vavoida, it's talking about Osir Begiza Vavoida without Shazak Rakak Sava. So that means that Rav Hamnuna is saying that just like Bechor is Osir without Shazak Rakak Sava, so the Mesusa would also be Osir without Shazak Rakak Sava. That's the
Chartah. Which would mean that Shazak Rakak Sava is not the reason why. It's okay, awesome.
I don't want to say it, superficially, yes. But wait. But it's in this case. So Rav Hamnuna is bringing a raya that by Mesusa it's Hegdish even without Shasa Vakatzava. Now, why does he need a raya? So someone asked us, Tom, what's the Shaina? Why shouldn't it be Hegdish? And the point is because this is Pasuk of you have to be Rishuso. So he's bringing a raya from Safek Bechor that the Hegdish is chal, even though it's not in your Rishus. What did he, well, he went ahead and he connected it to, okay, because he holds it to the same.
Yeah, but when the Kohen grabbed it, didn't become
wait,
the Muxer?
Wait, no one grabbed it yet. Wait, we're talking about Osir Begida Vavoida. Osir Begida Vavoida is even if the Israel has it. So Rav Hamnuna is saying, just like Sabek Bechor is Osir Begiza Vavoida, likewise Mesusa is Osir, so to speak, Begiza Vavoida, which is the equivalency there, is that it's Osir to go in the Merchus. Okay. Now, for some reason, this is where it gets confusing. So far it's easy. Now, Rav Hamnuna said, you know why Sabek Bechor is also Giza Vavoida? Because Takva Kohen, Emotsimosomiyad. So the Shaina, why does he need that? And then comes along Rava and says, no, Rav Hamnuna, you're wrong. That's not the reason. It will be also Megiza Vavoida, even if Tarkvon Kohen Motziya Miyado, because there's a special din of Kedusha Bomiyada HaShayim. Okay. So that means, but Rav Hamnuna, so this is where this very strange Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna is saying that it's also in Giza Vavoida, even when there's no Tarkvon, and even when there's no Shasak Vachar Katsavach. But it's only because if there would be a Tokfo, you Emo Siemo Samayada, right? So this is, what does one thing have to do with the other? Rav Hamnuna, like this link, Rav Hamnuna is saying, in the case when it's not Tofas, when the Israel is still beyond Israel, the din is as also Begida Vavoida. But you know why? Because if it would be Tokfo, it would be Emo Sima Samiyada.
And then you lose the two shell to Mesusa because Mesusa doesn't have that.
Okay.
Rabbi, isn't that just a pashtus reading of the Gemara? Because the Gemara says a Meisvach Havarai, and that Meisvach means, according to Rashi, it means either one. And the Tani Allah, Asa Begiza Voida, on the words, Meisvach Havarai. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush in it? Because everything's something to rise in the Chumra.
It's a fine thing. It's fine. So the question is, What is, why should Isser Gida Vavoda by the non-Tukfo case be contingent on whether it's Motziyim Miyado in the Tukfo case?
So, right, that question has nothing to do with Rashi. That's a stomach question.
Yes, that's a stomach question on the Gemara. So the simple shot, again, not simple, right? That's the question. There's Rav Amnuna clearly connected it. He connected the two dinim. He said, because the din is Tukfo Kohen, therefore it's a surah begida vavayda. Now the isur gida vavayda is not by the case of Tukfo. So why should the din of gida vavayda by the non-case of Tukfo be contingent on what is the din by Tukfo? So the simple pshat without Rashi would be, because the question is, who is the even though there's a suffix derisa, there's a shy and a suffix derisa, but if there's a muksik, the muksik of the Israel's muksik can bask in the suffix, and it can bask in the suffix even a gabi iser. And that would be totally whether or not the Israel's muksik paskins the shaila is totally whether motzim osado a motzim osamiyada. Right. In other words, this is the way I think. In other words, the Israel's holding it. We have a shaila if it's also begiza vavayda, but we also have a shaila the gabi the mamim. The Israel's muksik, paskins, the moment is his. So it's like cheskas ha'aim, ahani lebas. That there are two shaitas that are totally zebizet. So if you paskin one, it should help for the other. So if the Israel's muksik, paskins, mamish as Israel's, so then there would be no iser begida vavayda either. So what Rav Amnuna is saying, that since Tukfo Kohen, so that proves that the Israel's muksik doesn't paskin. So if the Israel's muksik doesn't paskin, therefore, it should be, therefore, there should be an Isser Gida Vavayda. Now, because the Israel's Muksik doesn't baskin.
Maybe, but that Tukfo could theoretically be, and according to not Rashi, that Tukfo could even be Tzavach, not just Shoslach Vachar Tzavach, right?
Yes. In other words, yes, you are correct. In other words, if you would say this way, that's not like Rashi. In other words, what Rav Amnuna is saying is the fact that when the Kohen grabs it, Amos Yimos Somiyado, that's a simon that the Israel's muksik is not a full-fledged muksik.
Right.
Since it's a simon that his muksik is not a full-fledged muksik, so his muksik can't paskin the shayla of Isser Gida Vavayda. But that doesn't fit into Rashi, because Rashi says that the reason why Amos Yimos Omiyado is only because there's a Hodah. So it's not because the Israel's Muksik is not a valid Muksik. It's because there's a Hodah. So then already it doesn't work. In other words, if Shosak Makar Tzavach is Amos Yimos Omiyado because the Israel's Muksik is not a good Muksik. So then maybe there's a way of learning the Gemara. We'll have to read Rashi inside, but I'm just speaking out.
Even if the guy was Tzavach.
Even without, it's not relevant. If you look at shot, that the guy, that when the Gemara says, talk about going, Amos Yimos Omiyado, it means, right, even if there was Shasa, Sava, because since the Kohen has it now, we don't take it away from him. So then what the Gemara is really showing is that the Israel's muktzik was worthless because the Kohen can just grab it away from him, which means that the Israel's muktzik didn't really pass in the Shaila. So then I understand Rav Hamnuna is saying, look, you see the Israel can grab it from the Kohen. I mean, the Kohen can grab it from the Israel. That means the Israel's muktzik didn't pass in the Shaila. If it didn't pass in the Shaila, it got be mamin. It's also not going to pass in the Shaila, the Gabi Yisr. And therefore, it makes sense that it should be also Gidav Avayda.
I don't know why Rebbe needs that step, because maybe if a person's a muchzik, a person, nowhere does it say that Rashi can entertain that the Kohen could go and grab it away from a muchzik, even if he's tzavach. We have a chazak and he can't do it. By shazak, there's some kind of suffix that maybe holds violence, but you can't have people grabbing it away from each other if you hold that way. And that's why Rashi needs that step, but it's Rebbe still right in that other step.
I know, well, but probably like this, but according to Rashi, that the case of Tukva Kohen, Emo, Simo, Somi, Yado, is because it's Shazak Makak Somat. And the reason why it's Emo, Simo, is because there's a Shtika called Da.
A Suffolk.
So it doesn't.
It's a Suffolk. The Suffolk. It's not for sure. Shazak Suffolk. We just leave it by him. It's not Pshat, it's for sure his.
Oh, well, Shimshat, wait, one second. I know you're getting me mixed up with your boy, so Ifsha yesterday. Yeah, but Pshat, that's sad. Maybe you're right. But the Pashim Shad is that side holds it to Vada Shtika Golda. That was the Pashim Shad. Maybe we'll have to change it. But the Pashim Shad is the side, we're going on the Imtimsi Laimar, that Emo Simo So Miyado. That side holds Pashim Shad is the Vada Shtika Golda. Okay. If you hold it to Vada Shtika Golda, then the reason why we're not Motsi Miyado is not because the Israel didn't have a good muktzik, because you made a hodah.
Rebbe, what if it wasn't the Kohen? What if some other Yisrael grabbed it? What would we say? What if some other Yisrael came along and grabbed it, and it was Shasak V'Achar Tzavach? The only reason Shasak V'Achar Tzavach works is because of the fact that we consider him to be muktzik to some extent beforehand, and therefore that's the significance.
No. If you learn like Rash, the simple is Shasak V'Achar Tzavach. The reason why it works is because it's a Hodos Baldin.
But Hodos Baldin only works in this case because he's considered Muxik beforehand. No, just like our original case of two guys holding on to it.
I want to say Chidush in fact. I want to first say the Pashas. Pashas is not like you're saying. The Pashas is Hodos Baldin works because it works. Obviously, if someone else grabbed it, there's no Hodos Baldin because there's no suffix. You can't have a Hodos. Unless the guy has a taina, then it's
so that proves that there's a suffix, and therefore, because there's a suffix, it's usher.
Okay, but it doesn't.
It's usher beforehand. It's usher begiz avoda because the fact that shasach or tzavach makes it into a case that you see that there was a valid suffix beforehand, and that's why it's usher begiz avoda.
Okay, but there's a suffix because it's a suffix. No one can deny that it's not a suffix.
No, but it comes out that it's a valid suffix because of the fact that he's able to keep it.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Let's read Rashi. But I'm trying again, just to try and say the Gemara Kipshuto so we can understand the issues here. Rav Hanuna said that because Shasak Be'achar Kaksava is Emo Tzimo Tzomiyada, Rav Hanuna didn't say that. Rav Hanuna said, because Tukva Kohen, Emo, Simo, Samiyado, therefore the din is it's also Begiza Vavayda. Comes along Rabbah and says, no, you're wrong. It could be, it's nothing to do with each other. It could be Mot, Simo, Samiyado, and it's still also Begiza Vavayda. The Shaida is to understand Rav Hamnuna. So the if you didn't learn like Rashi, you learned that Shazak, that Tukva Kohen, Emo, Simo, Samiyado, is even in the case where there's no Hodah, where the guy would Savach right away. So then it's very simple. Rav Hamnuna is saying, does the Yisrael have a Muktzik or doesn't the Yisrael have a Muktzik? If the din would be that Emo, Simo, Samiyado, then the Yisrael has a Muktzik. Israel has a muktzik. The muktzik paskins to shine on Isser Giza Vaveda also, because Muktzik is a real Chazaka, and not only does it pask in the Mammon Shaida, but it can also pask in the Isser Shaida. But if we see Emot Siemot Samiyado from the Kohen, so that means that the Israel's Muktzik is not a valid Muktzik. It didn't really pask in the Shaida. So if it didn't pass in the Shaida Mammon, it's not going to pass in the Shaida Nisa. The problem is that Rashi said that when we say Emos, Emos, Omiyado, it's only by Shosai Bakaksava. So the reason why it's Emos, Emos, Omiyado is because it's a Shtika Golda. So if the reason why you're Emos, Emos, Omiyado because it's Shtika Golda, so that doesn't in any which way prove that the Israel's muksik is not a good muksik, because your motzia, obviously, even if the guy's muksik, if he makes a hodah's bow, then you take it away from him. So why does Rav Hamnuna make the two dinim contingent? Why does Rav Hamnuna make that Isler Giza Aveda by the case when there's no shtika, no hodah, contingent on whether Tokvo Kohen ain't Mos Yemos Samiyado when there's a Shtika and Oda, right? That doesn't seem to be any connection. That's the million dollar problem. I want to read Rashi, but does anyone want me to repeat the question? I suspect yes or no. Anyone want the question repeated?
And some Rebbe doesn't want me to raise my objection again.
Yes, you can repeat it.
I don't want to hear answers. I want to people have the question. We start answers, we get confusing.
Repeat it again?
Oh, I knew someone would say that. Thank you. The only person that has any guts there. Okay. It's a complicated question. Rav Hamnuna says two things. And he makes them totally zebizet. Rav Hamnuna is medayik from the Braisa that Tokvo Kohen Emot Siemot Samiyado and Osir Giza Vavayda. And he says they're totally Zebizet. Rabba Gupa argues Rav Hamnuna and says they're not totally Zebizet because he says it could be Emot Siemot Samiyado and it's still Osir Giza Vavayda. But Rav Hamnuna thought that they're totally Zebizet. So the problem is, how in the world are they Tolei Zebizet if they're different cases? Because the case of Gizla Gizla Vaveda is every single Safek Bechor. Safek Bechor, at the second of birth, while it's still in the hands of the Israel, it's also the Gizla Vaveda. The case of Tokvo Kohen Emo Tzimo Samiyado, Rashi says, that's only limited to only a very unusual tough case when it's Shazak Akar Katsava. And the reason why Amos Yemos Omiyado is because there's a Shtika Kalda. So why should they be connected? Because when there's a Shtika Kalda, Amos Yemos Omiyado, therefore it's also Begida Vavoida, even when there is no Shtika Kalda. Right. If the two cases are the same physical case, so you can hear they're connected. But if the case of Osir Begida Vaveda is even without a Shtika Kalda, and the case of Emos Emos Samiyado is only when there is a Shtika Kalda, so they can't be connected. There's no logical reason that what the din is when there's a Shtika Kalda should have ramifications on the Hilchus Gizla Vaveda when there's no Shtika Kalda. what is the connection? So that is the problem on Rashi. That now other people don't say this necessarily, but Rashi says this. Rashi says that when according to Rav Hamnuna, when it says Tokvo Kohen Emos Emos Samiyado, that's only by Shosef Akar Kaksava. So how in the world does the din of Mammon by Shazak Akar Katsava going to have a ramifications on the din of Isser when it's not Shazak Akar Katsava, when it's the second the animal is born? Was that any clearer?
Yeah.
What?
I think so.
He affects the muksak.
What?
Maybe it affects the muksak.
How does it affect the muksak? Why does one thing, why does the din shtika galda, why that if there's a shtika galda, you win? How does that affect the muksak when there's no
shtika galda? If we take the case of our Mishnah, right? And the Mishnah is, let's say instead of two people holding on to it, one person's holding on to it, and another person comes off the street and grabs it. The whole reason Shasak V'Acher Savach works is because we consider the Muchsik of beforehand having a relevance.
So
the
case of that's true. I don't agree with you. I don't know if that's true.
Because Shnei Mechsa Metal, the only reason Shasav HaKasavak works is because they were both holding on to it beforehand.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. If the person is making a Shtika Koda, he's making a Shtika Koda. I don't know.
The point is, it's a questionable Shtika Koda. So the question with Shtika Koda works because of the fact is that when we interpret the fact that he was Shasak beforehand and Savak afterwards, even though he's Savak afterwards, we'll say the fact that he was Shasak beforehand, he should have spoken up because the other guy's already Mochsik. But if some guy comes off the street, some guy has no Shaykhis to it, grabs it, he doesn't have to say anything. No, there's no Shaykhis, he doesn't have to say anything. So therefore, the fact that Shasak Vachar Savak, we give it to the Yisrael, means that the Yisrael was really had a the Kaktish or Yisrael had a Chazakah in it even beforehand.
Okay, I hear, but let me read Rashi. It's not what you're saying, it's possibility, but it's not Mukhluch, because you could hear that Shaz like Vakar Kaktsavak is a whole Doz Balgan, even if the Muksuk, the Yisrael's Muksuk with Paskin, that it's Yisrael, but it's just, you can't deny there was a Safek. And therefore, now if you make Aldoz Baldin, there's Aldoz Baldin. It's not, Aldoz Baldin, I don't care if you, the Muksik Paskin, but now there's Aldoz Baldin. So I don't know, but let me read Rashi and let's see. Let's see Rashi. So it says as follows, Asur Amozim Mechavero Olvarai, Kesav Gadaita. The Gemara thought, in beyond Yisrael, heim have a coin baitzi mechavero on a varayim. If the Yisrael's muktzik, then the coin can't take it. Then talk for coin, the shots like Yisrael. But other tzavach have Yisrael muktzik chavero. So the Yisrael is the muktzik,
which is called olam gvar, which is called olam gvar, basically.
That's
what Rashi's describing.
What Rashi's describing, me, because he says it has to have shasik v'acher kaktsavak. It doesn't have to have.
So why do you call that? The shasak Yisrael, and Yisrael is shasik. The tzavak. So that is what we're going on the side. That's a hold up. Have a Yisrael Motzim Mechaver. So the so someone was saying that the fact that Rashi says have a Yisrael Motzim Mechaver. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Again, as far as structurally, according Rashi Lahora, structurally in putting him back in the Gemara, is saying that Shasak V'Acher Kaktsavak is the equivalent of changing the Muksuk. Otherwise, it's very hard for the Gemara to make an implication from the use of the terminology Amotz Nechavela V'Raya. Kohen, if Shasak V'Acher Kaktsavak was some kind of Raya that the Kohen was talking to the owner, then that's not just Amotz Nechavela V'Raya.
Well, I don't agree. A bunch of God is now that he has a Raya. So if you want to get it, you need a Muslim Varaya.
I understand, but how could you imply that from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Hamotz Michal Varaya. Who says that because the Mishnah Hamotz Michal Varaya, that implies that even though if the coin would be token and you wouldn't be Shasak V'Acher Savach, he would lose. But now you're Shasak V'Acher Savach and there's this Hodah out there. Now the coin wins. Now, how can
that's a simple John and Rashi. In other words, Rashi is learning that Amud Gavei Varaya means sometimes the Yisrael wins and sometimes a kohen wins. So how do you have Yisrael wins? It's simple, because he's holding it. But why should the kohen win? So he's saying the only case that the kohen, when it says that the kohen sometimes wins, it has to be by shasa v'akak tzava. Okay, let me continue. We have to read. Asura begida v'avay misafek shema kachemei. So Rashi says, why is it asura begida v'avay misafek? In other words, Rashi is telling you an important Rashi here. The very important Rashi. It's not pshat that it's asura negida avoda because the Yisrael's muksik paskins the shayla, and since the muksik, no, let's forget, the Yisrael's muksik were paskin that it's mutter. I'm telling you back. Asura negida avoda misafek shema kachemei. Okay, I don't know why Rashi has said it. That sounds pretty obvious, come to think of it. And there's why else is that? Asura negida avoda, it's only a savek b'chor. It's a savek b'chor. So of course it's only gonna be asur misafek. There's no tzad to say it's vaday asur. There's no tzad to say it's vaday asur.
Maybe you think it's, if it is a suffix between two people who own something, maybe you can't use it, because maybe you're gonna use it if it's a suffix, if it's the enemies. How do you have a right to use it? Let's say it's a suffix, right?
Asura negida avoda is a special isur because of kachim.
I understand. Maybe the alternative would be that there's an isra, I can't use it because it's a suffix.
The isra giza vaveda, not the isra gezo. The isra gezo, the giza vaveda, is because it's suffix hegdish.
Right, that's what Raji's saying.
Okay, all right, fine. I don't know. I think I would have thought that everyone knows the isra giza vaveda is also din hegdish. But Raji says, me suffix, shema kachemim. I thought that Rashi is coming to tell you that it's only Asur Giza Avoda Misafek and not Mitam Vadai. I just don't know why anyone would have thought it's Mitam Vadai, but maybe the Lashon. Asura Giza Avoda.
It has to be a reasonable Hava Mina, like if they.
Okay, I don't know. In other words, some for some reason, I don't know why, someone would have thought that there's a Vadai Asur Giza Avoda. And Rashi's saying, no, there is no vada yisur giza avoda.
Okay. Maybe you put the animal in its chazaka that it hasn't given birth yet.
Okay, maybe. Tiktani, I hear. Tiktani, I'm saying. Mashma ben going ben Yisrael. So that's what we were saying in the other Rashi. The word tamadcha ben araya means sometimes the Kohen's a motzi, sometimes the Yisrael's a motzi. So how can you have a kebishma that the Kohen's a motzi? It's very simple. Because Israel is holding it to the coins of Motzi. But how can you ever have a case that the Israel is a Motzi? Must be that the coin grabbed it and the Israel was Shazak Vakak Tzavach.
And has Rashi know this again?
This is what the Gemara was assuming. So Rashi
has about. Rashi know the word Motzi by this din means sometimes Israel, sometimes the coin? Well,
that's how he understood the Gemara. That's how Rav Hamnuna.
Rav Hamnuna is clearly saying that.
Right, Rav Hamnuna is saying it. So Rashi is telling you what Rav Hamnuna thought. Okay, the chilal takto, chomer koach hegdish, la'ois rebbe gida avoda. So the koach hegdish makes it osner and gida avoda. Shma mine, we see from here, the imtim selamer. Rashi is very, very clear. It's contingent, one on the other. The if then say Lamar talk for a mosemiado, Hegdisha Mikodesha. So this is weird, Ms. Dr. Guanta. This is exactly the line that I don't understand, which is really it's in the Gemara, but Rashi spells it out with Farish. If then say Lamar talk for a mosemiado, now talk for a mosemiado means if it's Shasak Vakak Tzavach. Hegdisha Mikodesha is even when it's not Shasak Vakak Tzavach. So how does the din by Shazak Ba'akar Katsavach have any ramifications on the din when it's not Shazak Ba'akar Katsavach? How are they connected? Like that's the plea. But we have to keep on reading because I know the guys have all kinds of answers, but I won't. you know, like they say, it's far as a dime a dozen. So let's see if we can fix it if Rashi says anything to relate to the question. But this is the question. Rashi is saying that Rav Hamnuna says, which Rashi himself said before, is only in the case of Shasak Rakak Tzavach, then Ikdisha Mekudeshes, even in every case, because it's a Gita Vavai, there's in every case. So this is the problem. How does the din by Shasak Rakak Tzavach affect the din when it's not Shasak Rakak Tzavach? Okay, so let's keep on reading. So the next Rashi. So Rabba answered back, Rabba says, I'll tell you by Bechor, why? Because even if it's Shasach, Dachar Katzavach, it's Mosim Osamiyadah. Right? Because that's where, when Rav Hamnuna saw it, it's a Mosim Osamiyadah, that's only by Shasach, Dachar Katzavach. So Rabba saying, no. Even by Shazah Bakar Katsavach, Motsim Osamiyado. Why? Mistama Bechazkas Yisroe. Ula Oilam Akoin Gari Motsim Chaveir. This is a hard Rashi.
If it's Shazah. Some people have Dimistama. Some of the Shain is Dimistama. Whatever, I understand that. A big difference, I'm saying.
Okay. Now, if it's Shazah Bakar Katsavach, and there's a Shain, if there's a Hodah, so what are you bringing in? Because Bechemistama Becheskes Yisrael, hey.
Because then the Kohen is just like the guy off the street who grabs it. Okay, he's not really considered a Mochzik.
Okay. Well, I hear, but I still don't get it yet. But one second. I hear. Wait. So again, Rashi is saying that a Rabba is saying, okay, Gabi Bechor, Dafino Takba Koim, Osim Osim Yado, Mistama Becheskes Yisroel, Ula Oilam Akoin Kori Motzma Vero. Ah, there's a Shasak to the Suffolk Odoz Balton. The time of the Gita Veda, La Mishum the Echo, Hinshum Kaben, Tip Tishimine, Lehecha the Tok, La Mishum the Yay, the Koin Shum Kaben. That means the Rav Hamnuna thought that the reason why it's also Megillah Vavoida is because the Kohen has Shum Koyach Mehem, right? This is a very important Rashi. We're trying to figure out Pshat and Rav Hamnuna. So you see from Rabba that Rabba is telling you what Rav Hamnuna held. Time of the Gita Vavoida, Lamishum is just not like you thought. So what did Rav Hamnuna think? The Kohen Shum Koyach Mehem. And Rav Hamnuna thought that the reason why it's Aser Megiza Vavoida is because the Kohen has some Kayach. The Tishan Minei, Behecha, the Tokoi Masimiyado, Yigdisha Vehegdish. So therefore, you're going to prove that Yigdisha Vehegdish because the Kohen has some Kayach. And a hocham ishum isser sada gizas kashem v'kdusha bom yaleo shiny. It's not because of the kayeh. Shem b'chor hu me'enav kaddish. The kdusha comes by itself. V'ikar esuke b'hochi abogavi mitzusa tein kdusha bo ena alpid. Shows that. Eimu l'cho dafinam timse lomar atokva eimu simo samiyado hikdisha b'lov tokva lom egdish. The angel called a hakdish, Tomer Shaino Bereshuso. Okay. So many things in this Rashi. So Rashi says a few things. First of all, he's saying that the reason why Rav Hamnuna said it's hakdish is because Yesh, the Eda going Shemkovahem. The Kohen has a Kayach. Now, what does that mean? Where does the Kohen have a Kayach? The Kohen only has a Kayach if it's Shazach Vakak Tzavach. He doesn't have a Kayach if it's not Shazach Vakak Tzavach. So what does he mean? The Yehei Vegaya and Shum Gaya Bahem.
It's like Shnayim Eichsim Batalos. It's like Shnayim Eichsim there. Two people are holding on to it. Either each has a kayak on it. That's why it works.
Cohen's not holding it. It's only the Israel.
No, but it's the same thing. The suffix is there already, just like in the case of Shnayim Eichsim. So that's why if one of them grabs it, it works. If someone off the street comes along and grabs it, it's not going to work. It's only because there's a kayak there beforehand.
The Kohen has a kayak. And a kayak. Yeah, the Kohen shum kayak by him.
Who appointed the Kohen?
What?
Who appointed the Kohen? I thought the Israel has the choice to give to whoever Kohen he wants
that's
to
that, give. Well, that comes okay. into Toivah okay, Sanah. That's Toivah Sanah.
The Kohen's, all Kohenim is a. Is they referring to all Kayanim? I don't know. The Shevet Kayanim.
Which is why he's going to own the Toivah Sanah.
The Kayanim. Shum Kabam. So the Shevet, where in the world does the Kayan would get a Kayak Bam? So what? Okay, so what Binyamin Simon wants to keep us saying is that a Safek that something is mine gives me a Kayak. In it. I don't know. Rav Mishum the Ayla Kayan Shum Kayapahem. That's called as the Rav Hamnuna is saying that I have a kayak. Why do you have a kayak? You don't have a kayak, you have a suffix, maybe it's yours. The suffix, maybe it's yours, it means you have a kayak. I have a suffix that maybe something's mine. So that means that I have a kayach b'hem. The tisha minei dekli itok me'mazi hado tisha v'hegdish. The lashon of Rashi is mashma that the fact that, you know, that it's like drar de m'mayna. Drar de m'mayna means that it gives me a certain strength. So the fact that there is a suffix, we don't know whether this is a before or not, gives B'tayras Vadai the Kayain a certain Kayach. No, that's what it sounds like, no? That the Kayain that Rav Hamnuna held, that the Kayain has a Vadai Kayach. B'meile, there's no problem of Eino B'Rishuso, because Eino B'Rishuso, it is B'Rishuso, I have the Kayach.
Where'd you get the kayak from? That's the question.
So what it sounds like is what Benjamin Simon keeps on saying, but I've been ignoring him all day. Okay, I don't know. He doesn't get the hint. Is he saying that it's a radical chiddush? But that Rashi seems to say that if there's a dry to a minus, so to speak, and that in itself, it's not just maybe this is yours. The fact that maybe something is mine gives me a certain kayak. So Rashi says, La mishum diaya kayak, kayapam. But that means that Rav Hamnuna has the kayak has a kayak. Even when it's beyond Yisrael, the kayak has a kayak. Why does the kayak have a kayak? Because the kayak, there's a suffix, maybe it's a kayak. The suffix that maybe it belongs to the kayak gives the kayain a certain kayak. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. It sounds a little radical, but that's what it sounds like. That the fact that there's a suffix, maybe it's mine, gives me already a kayak. Once I have a kayak, you can't tell me it's ain't a brishuso because I have a kayak. You know, because Rav Hamnuna is bringing a raya. But there's no problem. He says there's no problem of Eino B'Rishuso. Okay, because that's how you get an Isser Giza B'Avaida. And there's no problem because there's no problem. Maybe, okay, I'm not sure.
Again, I just one point thing you got to clarify here is that a Ganav can, a person can't be mocked as a person that thing that's stolen because so the thing which is stolen is eno bershuso. So I'm not clear.
Wait, you can't smack down with the stolen, even if it's yours.
Right.
The nignav can't
smack. Right. So I'm not clear for what reason, if it's still bershus Yisrael, that this argument holds water. Meaning, so called so, the object is bershus Yisrael.
Okay, so we have to have a, I don't know offhand. It's a good question. A stickle bikiyas I have, so that there's a machlekes achleinim, I think Sais and the Sivis, but I don't remember for sure who, that when he said that you can't be magdish by when it's stolen, is it if it's stolen or even only if, or even if it's lost? That there's a, it could be only because Geneva gets a, the kind of gets a Kenyan Geneva. I think there's a Shaina. There's only, but if it would be lost, it might be different. In other words, so if it's only because of the Kenyan Geneva, then that's no question. There is no Kenyan Geneva here. The Israel does not have a Kenyan Geneva. Israel would not be cleaning with a Shinui. No one would say that the Israel didn't steal it. He didn't do a Maisa.
For example, it would be Usher Begiza. If it was a Vadei Bechor, even though it was in the Yisrael's Rishus, it would definitely be Usher Begiza Bavoda.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay. That's because Issa Gidavai has nothing to do with who owned the mammon is.
If you're holding that, then everyone holds like Rabba. Then what's Rav Hamnuna saying?
And Rav Hamnuna is assuming that in order for the Issa Gidavai, you also have to have, it sounds like he's holding that is a Gita Vavaida. I'm not sure. That is a Gita Vavaida. There's even Rav Hamnuna is bringing it, saying in order to have an Isra Gita Vavaida, you have to have that the Kayan has a Kayah. The Kayan has
which
a
Kayah. Which would apply even in the case of Vadai. In the case of Vadai Bechor, the same thing would be true.
What?
In the case of Vadai Bechor, the same thing would be true.
I'm sorry.
Even if Vadei Bechor, he would be able to take it would be Aser Begiza Bavoda, because the fact is the Kohen can grab it at any point because it's his.
I'm not saying because the Kohen can grab it. I'm not saying that the Kohen can grab it. According to Rashi, the Kohen can't grab it. The Kohen can only grab it.
If it's a Vadei, he could. If it's a Vadei, he could, except for Tepes Anah.
Okay, but in this case, the Kohen can't grab it because it can only grab it if there's a shtika called da. So in a normal case, the Kohen can't grab it. But even if though the Kohen can't grab it, it's still usher begiza v'avayda, not because he could grab it. I know we're not saying since he could grab it.
Because if he grabs it and he's able to keep it, that means that he was obviously had a koyach beforehand.
Okay, but we're saying it's a simen, not a siba.
A simon, good, fine.
Simon, that the field time of the other, it says the time of the year, but Lamisham the egg going shim kayabam. In other words, the way it sounds like Rashi's learning, okay, and this is maybe what you were saying, is that Rav Hamnuna holds that in order to get an Isser Giza Vavaida, you need a requirement that the Kayan has to have some Kaya. You have to have that the Kayan has some Kaya. Why does the Kayan have some Kaya? Because there's a Suffolk. Suffolk says this might be his. Somehow or another, that's also the reason why he wins with a Shasak Rakak Savak. So you have to say that Shazla Vakar Gaksavach, I don't know, maybe it's not a Vadei Oda. You'll have to maybe say, which is where that, like Shmuel was saying, that maybe Rashi holds that Shazla Vakar Gaksavach is not a Vadei Oda. Fully a Suffolk Oda. And
that Lokor wouldn't be sufficient because then so called so right now, before that Hoda, the Kohen does not have any Koach.
No, they're saying it's a simon. When you do a safek hoda, you win because you're holding. But that's a simon that even when that the simon that you have some kayach. No, it's a simon. In other words, again, I don't know. You know, there's when you just you how are they connected? Again, I don't know. You're right. I don't have it clear. The Isser Giza Avoda is because the Kohen has some kayach. That's what Rashi seems to say. So what we're trying to figure out, why does Shosach V'Akrakak Sovach, if the Kohen wins, prove that the Kohen has a kayach, even when there's not Shosach V'Akrakak Sovach?
It doesn't have to be because
there is a Pnei Yeshua on this issue explaining the Rashi Shasak Bachar Kach Tzavak in a way contrary to the Pashut Pshat, which would explain this issue.
Okay.
In the Pnei Yeshua learned that Shasak Bachar Kach Tzavak, Pashut Pshat is meant to learn the whole Sugi this way, is that Shasak Bachar Kach Tzavak means that the Yisrael has essentially allowed the Kohen to take possession. And that now that the Kohen has been allowed to take possession, you know, he's hadar tzavach. And I didn't mean to admit that it's yours. I just may have granted you possession. I didn't mean to admit that it's yours. So now that the Kohen now is now in the possession that's considered now the muchzik for motz mechavir ravai purposes.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar to play a show. I don't know, but the partnership shot we're trying to learn. Project Shabbat and Shadak Katsavak is working Mitan Hodas Balden.
I hear, but if you're working Mitan Hodas Balden, then you can't, then in no sense does a Kohen currently have a Koach because you need a Hodah to validate any tfis on the part of the Kohen.
I understand that. This is where we're struggling. In other words, what Rashi is saying, we're getting somewhere a little bit, but we're getting, still struggling. Rashi is saying that the Pshat and Rav Hamnuna, the reason why it's also Begizav Avaida is because the Kayin has some Kayas. Therefore, it makes sense that Mesusa would be Hegdish because Hegdish also the Kayin has a Kayas. The other person, just like the Kayin has some Kayas, so the other person has Kayas. The other, you know, the Kayin is really is the other person. So he has a Kayas. And because he has a kayach, you get an iser gizav avaida. So, and there's no problem of ena brishuso. So the same thing would be true by mesusa. So we a little bit understand the reading of what Rav Hamnuna is trying to do. Rav Hamnuna is saying, look, does he get an iser gizav avaida? How in the world do you get an iser gizav avaida? The only way that makes sense is if the kayach has some kayach. The kayak has some kayak, it gets an iser gizav avaida. Memeira, there's no problem of ena brishuso because it's considered on some quasi level in his rishus. And therefore, the same thing would be true by mesusa. What we don't have clear, and this is what we're saying in the beginning of share, is why is that issue of whether or not the kayak has a kayak dependent on what on Shazak Bakar Katsava? Because if the reason why the Kayan wins is because he has a Kayak, then he should win even without Shazak Bakar Katsava. He should win even if it's Sava Mitrina Vatsayat. The Kayan has a Kayak, he's Muksik now, he wins. If it's only winning with Shazak Bakar Katsava, then he's winning because of the Hodas Bowden. So then that doesn't prove that he has a Kayak.
So, because that's, I thought that was what we were trying to say is that, and that was the last step just to answer Shamir is that when it comes to Vadai, when it comes to Shashtika, then it wouldn't show anything. When it comes to Tzavach, we can't have people go ahead. We don't hold that if somebody's a Vadai Mursik, somebody could take it from a Vadai Mursik. So Rashi sets up Shasak Bachat Tzavach, it's a Boigloi Ifshita, but we would keep it by him because we don't want to change that. It's a suffix on the shtika. That's what I'm saying. It's a suffix on the shtika. We keep it by the kayach.
We're going on the side of one side of your boy.
We would keep it by the kayin. By tzavach, we would take it away from the kayin. If it was shasli davar tzavach, we would let the kayin hold on to it. And that power, that shows us that he has a kayach in that to asa giza vavoida. That's all it is. We'll say we keep it by him. Not that it's Vade his, we keep it that in that status.
Why does he what is his kayach? If he has a kayach, so he should keep it by him without the shazabak aksava. He doesn't have
the power to show bailas to mighty it from a muhsik. He can only mighty it in a suffik dikadin. If this is
right now,
he's a vaday muhsik. The Yisrael's a vaday muhsik. The Yisrael's a vaday muhsik, and he can't be mighty it from a vaday muhsik. If there's a spakus in his muhsakus, then I could take it out from him.
So if there's no suffix, then there's no suffix in his muhsak, then you have no koach in it, and then for it should not be up. He's a vavoda.
But we see that if there would be a suffix,
but now there is not a suffix. Why is it usher now when there is not a suffix?
There is a suffix. There might be a suffix.
Again, if you're saying there's a suffix to the extent that the Kohen has a legitimate koach, so then his thesis should be a honey.
We don't take out from a muhsik. You don't machsik from a muhsik. Somebody's a muhsik mom. Unless he marries an Isha, Rebbe, if he marries an Isha with this Bukhar, would it work? The Yisrael's married.
Shamir is asking you, but if that's the case, so then how does this show? Abnuna is saying, I prove from here that there's a kayak.
Because it's just like the Mishnah.
When it's
Shazabak, when it's the Shtika Kaida. It's just like the Mishnah, Shnaim Eichsim
Metal.
Because Shnaim
Eichsim Metal.
So we have a
Suffolk
who
goes to. If Rebbe's understanding that Shtika Kaida is the same exact thing as Shtika, that Shazabak Suffolk is exactly the same thing as Shazabak Mitchil Vatsoik, then I'm not saying anything. If Rebbe's saying that there's a little bit different between Shazabak Suffolk, between Shazak and Mechil Vatsoif, so then there's room to say something. If I'm willing to let him hold it when there's a suffix on his muksakais that creates, normally we have a status quo. You have to keep it by the Israel. But the fact is that if it would become a suffix, and now if the Kayan goes ahead and holds on to it, you say, Ain Matin Miliad, right? That then we would let him keep it in his muhsak, as if he's the one running it. That tells us that he can keep it by him. That's all.
Okay, let us stop here for a minute. And I'll try and find someone who speaks up, Shan and Rashi, and we'll try and work on that, Shan. But what comes out as follows, a little bit, we got, I think, 75%, we're there, hopefully. In other words, according to Rav Hamnuna holds that a tremendous chiddush. That the very fact that there's a suffix gives the kayin a vadai kayach. The vadai kayach of the kayin is what's creating the isur giza vavayda. Therefore, likewise, you should be able to be makdashit because you have a vadai kayach. Can't say it's not bereshusol. It is bereshusol. You have a vadai kayach here. What we're trying to figure out is that if you have a vadai kayach, so then even without a shaz like Vakak Savak, you have a Vadai Kayach, you should keep it. Why is it only limited to shaz like Vakak Savak? One thing. If you have a Vadai Kayach, so you're holding it, you should get it without shaz like Vakak Savak. And you don't have a Vadai Kayach, why is Rav Hamnuna's din totally on whether or not you have a kayak depend on what shazai bakak sava? Okay,
Rebbe, the case of the Mishnah, if one guy grabs it and the other guy's tzavach right away, what's the halacha? If the guy grabs and the guy's tzavach right away, it's definitely true that he has to return 50% goes back to the other guy, right?
Yes.
But according to this tzad that we're working with, in the case of Shazak Vakar Sovach, the guy who grabs it gets to keep 100%.
That's because there's a hodah.
But it's not a hodah of Mitchil Levad Soif. It's a hodah which is only interpreted because he was muchzik beforehand. If a guy comes off the street and grabs it, then Shazak Vakar Sovach would not work.
I don't necessarily agree with you. It's not because he's muchzik beforehand. Because
if the guy comes off the street and he grabs it, it wouldn't work.
There's no suffix. Obviously, there's no hold up. There's no suffix. Because then the guy's not, by grabbing, he's not saying anything. He's saying he's a ganav. It doesn't obligate, you don't have to protest a ganav. There's nothing, there's no taina.
Good, so it's saying that there's a suffix, and
because
good, so it's saying there's a suffix, and because there's a suffix, it's also because of avoda.
I can say, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say because there's a suffix. Rashi says because the kayin has some kayak in it.
That's the suffix. That's what it means.
That's not what he means. I'm sorry. Rashi says because suffix means an abstraction, nothing to do with the kayin. There's a suffix. It's like that's rabba. There's a suffix. So it's also because of avoda. Rav Hamnuna is saying it's because the Kohen has a certain kind of bivis here. There's a certain quasi-bivis that the Kohen has.
Just like by Shaim Eichsen, where we say, really, this one has is mochzik on the whole thing, and this one's mochzik on the whole thing. And therefore, when we say Shasavach HaTzavach, it works because each one's mochzik on the whole thing beforehand. So too, to some extent, the Kohen has a koyach on the whole thing.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. All right. And I get it. Let me stop here. Okay. All right. I'll try and find some because this is going to be too confusing for me. I gotta get someone who says a clear shot so I can read it. Okay. All right. Yeshikayach, everyone should have a good Shabbos, and everyone Be'Hashem should stay healthy. Also, are you still there? Rabbi Meltzer, he left us? No. Okay. He also wasn't feeling well. All right, you should feel well. Thank you, Sammy, you also feel well. Right.
And everyone, thank you, Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Good. Have a good Shabbos.